You're listening to the Texas Standard. Earlier this week, Border Patrol agents recovered a duffel bag dropped by smugglers crossing the U.S.-Mexico border into Texas. And yeah, I know what you're thinking. That contraband, drugs, right? No. In fact, border agents were surprised to see a Bengal tiger cub. It's far from an isolated incident. In fact, illegal wildlife trafficking is big business in Texas. Some estimates say that Texas's tiger population is second only to that of India. Here to talk with us about animal smuggling is Alejandra Goyenechea. She is with Defenders of Wildlife. This is a group that works to protect native species. Alejandra, welcome to the Texas Standard.
No, thank you.
How frequently are exotic animals brought across the border, and what kinds of animals are we talking about here?
So basically, I mean, the United States is one of the largest importers of wildlife and wildlife products. There's a lot of wildlife coming from Latin America. Actually, the region is one of the top regions to export legal and illegal wildlife to the United States. We can find all types of animals coming through the border and via air and throughout all ports of entry of the United States. I mean, the most common ones that are being demanded here in the United States are sea turtles, caimans for their skins, basically. You have also, you can find iguanas, queen conch for their meat or just for decorations as souvenirs. And just other types of wildlife. I mean, it can come from as little as also as frogs or for the pet trade, or you can find, I mean, as you just mentioned, tigers or others. So there's a variety of demand.
I'm trying to understand who the customers would be for this, because obviously you can't just keep your tiger in your backyard, or maybe you could, I guess, if you had a big enough ranch, I don't know. But how do people go about obtaining these animals, and who are these customers?
Well, the customers, I mean, actually, it's pretty interesting, but it might be just an average citizen that just doesn't know that that kind of wildlife might be illegal, because they might be purchasing and it's coming from a legal source. Or actually, that kind of wildlife, it can also be mixed within part of the parallel market of illegal mixing into the legal. And, you know, you might just be buying when you go to your pet store or when you purchase an item that contains some exotic wildlife skin, or basically just also consuming it as a meat. I mean, there's iguana meat that is being imported into the United States.
I was surprised to hear that there might be an outflow of animals to Mexico, not the other way around. I mean, I think a lot of people in Texas think about things coming up from Mexico into Texas, but in fact, there's an outflow of animals into Mexico, as I understand it.
Yes. I mean, we did an analysis of the illegal wildlife trade coming from Latin America to the United States. And something that we noticed that was interesting is that a lot of the items that were seized at the border were actually products coming from the United States. So there's a lot of like manufacturing down there's a lot of movement of wildlife coming from the United States that are moved down to Mexico for manufacturing, for the skins, for example, for belts and wallets and others. And then they are brought back into the United States.
Alejandra Goyenechea is Senior International Counsel with Defenders of Wildlife. Alejandra, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us on the Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the invitation.